Hello and welcome to another great conversation at the Art of Transformation. I'm your host, Linda Sturt, and we're discussing breaking through your invisible blocks to health, wealth and happiness. So thank you everyone for joining us today. My guest today is a world-leading expert on transformation. Her name is Kerry Murphy, and you're going to want to hear what Kerry has to say about manifesting inner worth and outer wealth. Now, Kerry is a soul success coach, speaker, best-selling author, and award-winning host of the Kerry Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. Kerry inspires her audience to expand the horizons of their imaginations, unleash their greatest potential, and create pathways to unlimited abundance. She supports her clients in clearing their energetic blocks and heightening their intuitive abilities, shifting their perspective to allow for phenomenal new levels of success, and manifesting the physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual rewards their soul deserves. So, hi, Kerry. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for the invitation. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for joining. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. There's so much that I'd like to ask you about.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. So, Kerry, you've been in this field for many years. What was the catalyst that propelled you into this deeper spiritual work that you do?
Well, back in 1997, I had been doing counseling psychology is what I went to school for, very traditional work. And I had a near-death experience in 1997 that really, really shifted things for me. And I was starting to write things that I didn't know I knew about. Everything changed in my world. Nothing was traditional anymore. Everything was very progressive. It was all about... I was learning all about energy, and I was writing books that it was like all of this information was just streaming through me now, and it was what I already knew, but it was amplified in so many ways, and I was always even surprised at what was coming through. And so it really changed everything for me, my personal life, my professional life. And so that was the main catalyst. And it really shifted me away from just traditional ways of counseling people. And that's what I was doing at the time. And at that time, I had already published one book at that point. And everything changed. And it was really about integrating energetic tools with the practical tools. And I've been doing that ever since. And it just continues to unfold in ways that surprise me, delight me. It's kind of a fun adventure. And everything that comes through, I continue to share through the radio show, through my books, through my classes. And it's just, I'm having a blast doing it. You know, I think I have more fun, and I've had more fun, I would say, in the last 10 years with so much of this progressive information, sharing it, than I ever did with the traditional stuff. It's just a lot of fun, and I'm really, really enjoying it. But that was the catalyst back then in 97.
Oh, no, thanks for sharing that with us. It sounds wonderful. It's a remarkable story. So now you've coined the term soul success coach, which is what you do now. So what exactly is soul success, and what does that mean to you?
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's what, when I talk about moving into something a little more progressive, I knew back then I wasn't meant to do traditional counseling psychology anymore. And it never really resonated with me anyway, because it seemed sort of pointless to just continue to talk about the same old stories in the past, and it just didn't seem to be very effective either. And the clients, you know what I mean? The clients weren't having fun. I certainly wasn't having a very good time either. And so what came to light for me was, okay, I need to do this in a more progressive way. And then, of course, coaching became very popular in the last 10 years. And so I became certified as a coach because that was more in resonance with me than traditional counseling. And so, but I decided I wanted to take it a little bit further than the traditional coaching that you see around everywhere. And so soul success for me is really integrating everything that has been coming through me since the near-death experience, which is all these energy tools, which is all about I guess the best way to describe it is it's inside out living instead of outside in living. And what I mean by that is inspiring people to generate success from inside, from the way they feel, instead of waiting for success to fall in their lap or waiting for some fleeting external achievement to come and go, because that's what mm-hmm. happens when we search from it from the outside in. It's like we achieve something and it happens and we're happy for a little bit, but then it's very fleeting. And so for me, soul success is about inspiring people to remember how powerful they are and how much power they have to direct their lives internally from their thoughts and from their feelings and from conscious living. It's about consciously and deliberately creating our lives instead of waiting for life to happen to us. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Sounds very powerful and, fantastic. So you mentioned about the healing, and you say that we all hold the potential for healing ourselves and that we can become our very own quantum healer. I'd love for you to talk about this.
Yeah, and, you know, I know that sounds kind of woo-woo-ish, and it's really not at all, and that's why I want to take the woo-woo out of healing and out of the spiritual realm and really just, to me, healing is just remembering who we are. And what that means is I find that so often we become sick because of our limiting beliefs, our thoughts. It's all the stuff that's going on internally that creates the external symptoms and our illnesses and that sort of thing. And so becoming our own healer is really just about realizing what our consciousness currently is creating in our lives, in our bodies, and that sort of thing. And if it's not generating the kind of health and vibrancy that we want, we have to address it from within and address it by paying attention and becoming aware of our predominant thoughts, our beliefs, those belief systems that, you know, so often we carry from childhood that a lot of times we've outgrown and they weren't ours to begin with and they don't apply and they, you know, I think, so as we start to examine a lot of those things and, you know, the vocabulary that we're using every day, the words we speak, all of that, that's what determines our vibrancy and that's what equates to either good health or poor health or disease, which is really just a lack of ease in the consciousness, in our consciousness. So it's really just reminding people of how much power they have to do this on their own. And I offer a lot of products and just different things to help people realize how they can do this. And they don't need someone like me or a healer of any kind to heal them, that it really is something that takes place inside. And a lot of that happens through visualization. I mean, the power of visualization is huge, you know, just visualizing every single cell in your body lighting up, or when you take a shower in the morning, visualizing the water coming down as light, just cleansing every cell in your body. It's so simple, you know, but it's one of the keys that has come through me since the near-death experience was that I was meant to share this message that we're all healers and that we really don't need to be healed anyway, that it's really just about clearing away all the falsehoods and all of the limitations that we've grown up with that aren't even true or real, and just sort of releasing anything that's not serving us anymore. And I have different processes to go through with that, but I don't think we have time to do that on this call. But essentially, it's just reminding people that healing is something we can all do through the power of our consciousness.
Sure, it's very empowering realizing that we're not stuck with our lot. We do actually have the power to change our situation.
Yes, that's one of the greatest keys that I've taken away from everything that I've learned is that change is the only constant in life, and we are never stuck. We are never stuck with anything, with a particular disease, with a particular ailment, with a particular anything. That every day we get to choose again. And if what we chose yesterday didn't really pan out for us, if it didn't turn out the way we wished, then well, guess what? Every day is a new day, and we can choose again. We can let go of, you know, the beliefs that aren't serving us, and it's not like they disappear, but they become dormant. and we can replace them with ones that empower us, you know, about radiant health, about abundance, about whatever it is that we want to experience. So, and it makes life a whole lot more rewarding and fun when we step into that role, you know, sort of like taking the steering wheel and just driving our, you know, our spiritual vehicle in whatever way we want, as fast as we want, as slow as we want. But it's sort of like, well, we have to become the driver and realize that that's what we're meant to do.
Wonderful. So you also speak a great deal about mastering our mindset and shifting our self-talk. What are some of the simple ways that we can use to start to do this?
Yeah, mastering our mindset. I think all of it goes together. And I think I mentioned this earlier, is, you know, our thoughts are important. That's our mindset, our predominant thoughts, our predominant focus. And you want to, but that alone doesn't do anything. You know, it's sort of like saying affirmations alone is not going to work. You want to blend that with the visualizations and the feelings that go along with it. Because I do believe in affirmations when they're coupled with the emotion that matches it, right? You can't be saying, you know, I'm a magnet for millions if you don't believe it, or if you're just saying, oh, that's a bunch of BS, you know, in your mind. Everything has to line up.
Yeah.
So you have to, whatever you say in your mind needs to have a corresponding emotion that aligns with it, or else you're kind of, it's kind of a worthless effort. You know, everything really needs to line up. And then from that space, you get inspired to take action that aligns with those thoughts, with those emotions. And, you know, another quick tip is just start listening to yourself in conversation each day. That's going to be a real key. It's to indicate where you're at. Start listening to the conversations that you have with your partner, with your coworkers, with your clients. Listen to what you say. You know, are you talking about, are you just telling stories about what you don't want? Are you keeping yourself stuck? You know, a lot of times people don't realize that what they're talking about is just fueling their stagnancy. You know, they're keeping themselves stuck. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think I always encourage audiences and my clients, you have to develop a very empowering vocabulary. You need to start listening to the words that you're speaking, because words hold a vibration. Every word has a vibration. There are high-frequency words. There are low-frequency words. You want to develop an empowering vocabulary that is filled with words that you can tell if they're high-frequency or low-frequency by the way you feel when you say them. You know, clearly, like gratitude, abundance, prosperity, you know, flow, all of those words are very high frequency words. So you want to use words like that as often as possible. And you want to let go of all of the words in your vocabulary that are keeping you stuck, or that are not serving you, or that are not allowing for the abundance or prosperity that I feel we all deserve. So that's a quick tip for that. And I do believe in affirmations if they are coupled, like I said, with the corresponding emotion, and then you got to back that up with inspired action.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to ask you about abundance. You offer a lot of programs and classes about generating abundance in our lives. So what does abundance actually mean to you, and how do you suggest that we can step into the flow of abundance that you say we all deserve?
Mm-hmm. Abundance to me is a feeling or a frequency. It's not anything more than that. And so as soon as I see people shift their definition of abundance from money alone to it's an emotion, it's a feeling, it's looking around you, it's an abundance of anything, it's an abundance of love, of joy. It's when you are feeling good about anything, you're in a flow of abundance, you're in the state of abundance. And money is a natural byproduct of being in that stream of abundance. I mean, it's something that, you know, if you're not in it, you want to just consciously start placing yourself in the stream of abundance. And the way that you do that is you start focusing on what you already have to appreciate in your life. You know, what's going well? What's working? Let's focus on that. Because like I said, anytime you're feeling good, you're in the stream. And a stream of abundance is ever flowing, ever abundant. It's just, there's prosperity everywhere you turn. There's opportunities just right in front of you. And you know you're there when you feel good, and you know you're there when you're focused on what is working in your life. And even if, you know, someone's not feeling so great, you know, go very general with it. Like, name something simple, you know, a tree, your dog, your bed, you know, your pillow. Just start. One of the greatest suggestions I can give to people to begin stepping into that stream of abundance is every morning before you even get out of bed, before you turn on the light, before anyone else knows you're awake, just lay there for a few minutes and think about what you're grateful for. Think about what you can appreciate that's already existing. And just take a few minutes and do that, because the time before you go to sleep and the time that you wake up, your two most powerful creative points during the day. And if you can just spend a couple of minutes before you go to sleep and a couple of minutes when you wake up, you're going to set your frequency. You're going to set your tone for the day. I call it being a tone setter. What I mean by that is when you set your frequency, your tone, the energy that you're putting out into the world, you're not waiting for a person or a situation or a meeting to determine your mood or to determine how you're going to feel for the day. You're going to set your tone for the day, and then everybody's going to respond to you instead of you reacting to things outside of you. So when you do that, you're in the flow. And when you're in the flow and you're not resisting anybody, or you're not waiting for someone else to tell you how to feel, or you're not letting anybody else control how you feel, you're in the flow. And that's when automatically and naturally and seemingly magically, you know, oftentimes, opportunities just come out of nowhere. And you're like, wow, where did that come from? Well, it happened because you're in alignment. You're in the flow. And that's where things just naturally happen with grace and with ease. And you know, because a lot of times those opportunities are always there. It's just we have to be in the energy to see them, to notice them. You know what I mean? We have to line up with possibility, with opportunity. Because if we're not open to that, we're not going to see it, right?
So, absolutely. It's a great question, isn't it, to literally see the abundance in everything, to just every day be asking where's the abundance is a really powerful place to come from,
Right, right. Yeah, it's a great way to live. I mean, so I, you know, when I talk, when we were talking about soul success earlier, I want to say quickly to me that success isn't about, it's not about anything outside of us. It's really about how happy you are. To me, when I see people who are happy, to me, that's success.
That's success.
Because
yeah.
typically those people that are happy, they're so magnetic that they are usually very wealthy and successful monetarily as well, because they figured it out. They figured out that it's their energy that people are responding to. They figured out that it's feeling good and being in that abundant flow that attracts all the clients and the opportunities and the flow of money. So when I see someone who's happy, I'm like, that's a role model. That's success right there. And, you know, if we can do that for ourselves and generate that from within first, that's it. That's what life is about. It's not waiting till the end of your life, or it's not about getting a degree, or it's not about this or that. It's about the journey. You know, it's about claiming joy in the journey every day.
That's right. And then everything else is just a bonus.
Exactly, exactly. And they're wonderful bonuses too, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely. So Carrie, is this what you're talking about when you talk about developing an irresistibly magnetic presence? Is that what you're talking about? And what are some of the keys to develop that?
Yeah. It, you know, all of this, to me, a lot of the tools and everything I talk about is energetic, because that is what has been shown to me since the near-death experience, and it's what comes through me in my writing, and I know it works because it's worked for me, and it's worked for thousands of my clients, and so I know this stuff works, and I've learned that it's our energy. When we do all the things that I've been talking about, we set our tone for the day. We become that tone setter. We, you know, we appreciate who we are. We look at ourselves in the mirror every morning. I don't know if you know who Louise Hay is. She's the founder of Hay House Publishing. said something one time somewhere, and it stuck with me, and it was years ago. And she said, every morning I look in the mirror, and I look into my eyes, and I say, I love you. What can I do to make you happy today?
Wow.
You know? And I've done that every morning since I heard it 15 years ago or something. And it's the most powerful thing we can do for ourselves, because if we are kind and compassionate to ourselves and we look at ourselves and see ourselves as beautiful and we see ourselves as radiant and vibrant and all of those things, then that's the energy that we are projecting. And as we do that every day, we do become magnetic. We become magnetic to other people and to clients and opportunities, and we become magnetic to joy and to bliss and abundance and all of those things. But it's really about teaching people. It doesn't just happen. You know what I mean? It doesn't just fall into your lap. It's a response that people are having to what you're putting out.
I love that you shared Louise Hay, actually. I'm a big fan of Louise Hay and love some of the exercises that she, that she shares. So that's a very great one to share. So I'm really interested in, do you have, like a daily ritual or routine that you follow yourself? I know you mentioned the exercise from the Louise Hay information. So what sort of things do you do to keep yourself grounded on a daily basis and to stay inspired on a daily basis?
Yeah, I definitely have things. And I mean, some people could call them rituals, but I mean, that I think there can be kind of a negative connotation to that word. You know, it doesn't sound very fun.
Yeah, I don't see it as negative, but I totally
don't
know
either.
What you're saying. Yeah.
But I wanted to throw that out there for anybody who thought that, because for me, all of these things that I do on a daily basis, they're almost second nature, and they're so fun because I know the rewards. And, it's like I said, I don't get out of bed without doing my appreciation and gratitude. I always do that. And then I usually listen to some kind of soothing music, and I'll do like my own affirmations in the morning, or I know how important the beginning of the day is, and I don't sit in a lotus position meditating. I don't feel like that's necessary, but if people do that, that's wonderful too. My style of meditating is usually exercise and walking, and I take my dogs out for several walks every day, and in fact I do it between clients. I'll take even if it's just a 10-minute break, and I'll get the dogs, we go outside, and I do what I call gratitude walks. And it immediately raises my frequency, where I'll walk out and I'm grateful for, I'm not saying it out loud clearly, but I'm saying I'm grateful for the flowers, I'm grateful for the trees, the birds, I'm grateful for my health, I'm grateful, and I'll do that for 10 minutes straight, and I'll tell you what, by the time I get back to the office, I'm on a high, because I have set my tone again for the next part of my day. And I do that regularly throughout the day, and I think it's so important. And it's so effective, and it doesn't take very much time at all. And, a lot of people love doing gratitude journals, and I think that's really effective. What I have my clients do is I have them create a what I call a daily momentum journal, because I love the word momentum, and I know how powerful generating momentum is, because we're always generating momentum, but it's sort of like we have to realize, is it positive or negative? So when we generate positive momentum, the way that this journal works is I have them write down, at least a page or two of things that are working in their lives. It doesn't have to take but a few minutes to do. But here, the idea is you write down the things that are going well. What went well today? What went well? What's working, essentially? And you generate that positive momentum on your own. And the neat thing is, say you do this for 30 days straight. You look back on that journal, and you can just see, you have evidence of how many things are working and what a great manifester you are. Because sometimes it's really, really helpful for people to see that, and it's sort of, it puts them in a real state of gratitude and empowerment to look at all of the things that have been going well that they have generated with their positive momentum. So I do that, but I kind of do it in my mind. But some people really enjoy writing it out. So I encourage people to do that if that's what works for them too.
Oh, I can see how that would be really powerful. I think we can sometimes fall into the trap of just doing and doing and going after the next goal. And sometimes it's great to just be present and to just acknowledge everything that we've experienced and everything that we've, achieved, and all sort of celebrate our little successes, whatever they are. So,
yes.
Yeah, I could see how that would really shift your energy.
Yes, and you use the word celebrate, and that's one of my main phrases that I use when I'm speaking or when I'm with clients is you need to celebrate your brilliance. Like, I feel like we are all brilliant. Like, celebrate your brilliance, your unique brilliance, because unless you do or until you do, nobody else will.
Yeah, nothing happens.
So you got to do it first. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the world will follow suit.
Absolutely. So I know there's a couple of questions that we can ask ourselves as conscious creators that will impact the reality of our experience from day to day. Can you share those with us, Carrie?
Yeah, I will. And these are very simple, but they're very powerful. In any given moment, I say there's two questions to ask. And the first one is, what is my intention here? If we can determine what our intention is, or at least set an intention, whether it's for a call, for a meeting, for a client, for a day, for, an interaction. When we set an intention, that fuels our experience. So the first thing is, what is my intention here? Because that's going to determine what happens next. And then the second question is, where is my attention? Because where we place our attention and our focus determines what's happening next. Because anything we focus on, of course, expands. And anything that we put our attention on, we're creating more of. And so those two questions, what is my intention and where is my attention, that puts us in the role of a really powerful, conscious creator of our world and our experience. And it kind of takes us off that autopilot living where we're not generating the results that we want because we're not doing it consciously. And it can be really simple. And those two questions, can really get the ball rolling. And it really it puts us in a place of pure awareness. It's that awareness that really opens new doors is what I find.
Wonderful. Carrie, you've shared so many different tools and tips with us throughout the call, and I know that you've got an amazing gift to share with the listeners also. And actually, it's more than a gift. It's a complete package of transformation gifts and tools, which I know our listeners are going to love. So would you like to tell us about what you've put together for us?
Sure, absolutely. This is just a bonus package for everybody listening into this event, and it's the first thing included is one of my most popular teleclasses called Mastering Your Mindset, and we very briefly went into that on this call, but this is a teleclass where I go even deeper and give a lot more practical tools on mastering your mindset. And the other two are two ebooks. One is 14 Days to Creating Lasting Change in Your Life, and the other one is Heavenly Inspiration for Your Soul. And these, a lot of this, it's the kind of information that has come through me since the near-death experience. It's all very inspirational, but it's also blending, again, that energetic and practical so that it's things that can really serve as catalysts for change in our lives, for positive change. So I hope that everybody goes and gets that and enjoys it, and I love hearing from people. So if you try this stuff out and you enjoy it, let me know. I love connecting and that's love meeting new people. It's really a passion of mine. So don't feel reach out, and the emails will get to me, and I will do my best to respond.
That's wonderful. So thank you for that, Carrie. The details about how you can receive Carrie's gift can be found at theartoftransformation.net/Carrie. So it's www.theartoftransformation.net/Carrie, C-A-R-I. That's fantastic. Carrie, how can people reach you and find out more information about your speaking events, your coaching, your books, or also your radio show?
All they have to do is go to www.carriemurphy.com, and it's CARIMURPHY.com, And there's so much on the website. You could spend a lot of time just kind of wandering through there, and you can learn about the coaching programs. You can learn about the radio show. It's live every Wednesday called The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. There's a whole free resources page there. There's all kinds of good stuff. So spend some time and wander around. I have the Soul Success Store with all kinds of things. There's downloads and meditations, MP3s, all kinds of good stuff in there. So I encourage you to visit us there, and hope you'll have a good time there.
Wonderful. I know from my own, I had a good look down there as well. So there is lots of value there. It's absolutely fascinating content. So, Carrie, do you have any final words you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind when you ask that is, you know, what I just mentioned, to go out there and celebrate your brilliance, your unique brilliance today, because there is nobody like you. You are here to shine that unique, beautiful light of yours, and we all want to see it. We all want to feel it. So celebrate your brilliance. And it's like I said earlier, as you start to do that, others will celebrate you as well.
Fantastic. So, Carrie, it's been an absolute pleasure having you as my guest today. You shared some incredible information, and so for that, I thank you. Thanks again for coming and joining us and sharing your wonderful information.
No, oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for all that you're doing to help transform people's lives and empower them. I appreciate everything that you're doing as well.
Oh, bless you. It's an absolute pleasure. So thanks again, Carrie, and bye for now. Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and I'll see you next time on The Art of Transformation. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Carrie.